Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name's Maisoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hi, how are you? What's your name?
Maisoon?
My son?
Yes.
Hi, how are you, my son?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm okay.
Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Okay.
Was that a yes?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
All right. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
All right. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spring Roundup?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Was this for a
Thank
loved
you.
one or for yourself?
Myself.
When were you diagnosed?
August of 2021.
2021?
Yes, that's correct. Can
Oh.
you hear me? Are you having trouble hearing me?
No, I can hear you now.
Okay.
2021. And then do you know the specific subtype? Was it a B cell or a T cell lymphoma?
It's a B cell lymphoma.
Okay, the diffuse large B cell lymphoma.
Yes, ma'am.
And were you spraying the Roundup at home or was it for work or both?
No, it was at home.
Was anyone else in your household affected as well?
No.
Okay. And then can I get that home address where you were spraying it?
1920 West Denny, Denny Street in Philadelphia, PA 19140.
Thank you. And is this your current home address?
Correct.
Okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
38.
38. And how many years did you spray Roundup for?
About between 10 and 11. I started in I want to say about March of 10, 2010. I'm sorry, and stopped about July of 2021.
Okay, so about 11 years.
Yes, ma'am.
And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes, ma'am. Definitely.
And the
I'm
phone
being
that.
sprayed about. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, you can go.
No, I was saying I sprayed it approximately, I want to say like 2 times a week for the weeds.
2 times a week? Okay, 2 times a week. And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
No, it's a smartphone.
Okay, and are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Right, and then I'm just going to list off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if it applies to you, okay? All right. Organ transplant, HIV/AIDS,
No.
autoimmune disease, hepatitis B,
No.
hepatitis C or Epstein-Barr,
No.
diabetes, arthritis, or lupus,
No.
any family cancer history or cancer requiring chemo besides non-Hodgkin's?
No.
And then I have your first name as Erica, Erica.
Correct.
Last name, Grant.
Correct.
And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
April 20th, 1982.
Thank you. And your social?
175-64-6905.
And how did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
Actually, on the internet.
On the internet. Do you remember when that was, or at least the year?
That had to be around, I would say, 2021. That's when I stopped spraying because of that.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. And what is your height and weight?
I am 5'1", and I weigh 281 pounds.
Okay. And then this was your main cell phone number, correct?
Yeah.
And what is your email?
JenevieS3682@gmail.com.
Thank you. And then you said you sprayed 2 times a week, so about 8 times a month?
Correct.
And did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed?
Right.
And it was, you started March of 2010 and stopped July of 2021?
Yes.
Were you using any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
No.
Okay. And then you were spraying this. It was in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Okay. And then if you just had to estimate how many times you sprayed Roundup in your lifetime, just a rough estimate, what would you say?
Well, I mean, 2 times a week, and I sprayed it for about 11 years, so you do the math.
It could be over 50, over 100. Or less than that?
Well, over 100. Did you hear me?
You said well over 100?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. 100. And do you get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And the type of Roundup that you were using, was it concentrate or premix?
No, it was concentrated.
Concentrate. And where were you purchasing it from?
Home Depot.
And do you by chance have any receipts or empty bottles at all?
Well, I don't save empty bottles. I could check for receipts. I don't know if I have any.
Mm-hmm.
I'll check.
Okay. If you don't, that's okay. Just in case if you did have it, the attorneys would ask for that.
Okay, yeah, I'll check. I'm not sure. I'll check. But I definitely don't have any empty bottles. When they're empty, put them in the recycle bin. So no, I don't.
Okay. Okay. And have you ever smoked?
No, I don't smoke.
Are you currently employed?
No.
And have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
No, I was just stayed at home.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Right. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
And have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers' compensation?
No, no, and no.
And other than any minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
I don't have medical records on hand, but if they're needed, I could obtain them.
Okay. And so they're at the hospital?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. And can I get the name of that hospital?
You sure can. It's Penn Presbyterian Medical Center. You need the address too?
Yes, if you know it.
Yeah, I know the address of the hospital. The hospital address is 51 North 39th Street, Philadelphia, PA. And I think the zip's 19104.
Right, thank you. And then, do you
Sure, no
remember
problem.
your physician's name?
Oh yeah, Dr. Elaine. Elaine. Oh, I always had a hard time pronouncing her last name. Elaine Chiang is. I spell it for you. Chiang. I'm horrible with names, but I know that's correct spelling. I can't pronounce to save my life.
I found that one. And when was the last time you were treated?
Last time I was treated, as far as what my chemo,
Yes.
that was in May of 2022.
Twenty twenty two. And then were you being treated at the at that same hospital, or was it a different location?
No, same location.
Okay. And how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
Well, I mean, I've been having different troubles with like breathing. I think I might have PTSD because I always panic when anyone's like spraying anything or anything like that. I always wonder like, oh my God, are they infecting me again? So I'm definitely sure I have PTSD when it comes to sprays. I don't like people spraying anything around me. Like I'll have a whole fit if you spray something around me.
Okay. And as far as your treatment, was it chemotherapy, radiation, stem cell transplant?
It was chemotherapy via injection, injected chemotherapy.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Would you like to provide one?
No, it would be myself. Like, I don't really have much family. I'm single, no family.
Oh, okay, then I can just put down your information.
Yeah, just put my information. That's fine.
And then I just sent over some documents through DocuSign. You should have received it as a text link and an email link, whichever one's easier to open up.
Yeah, I'll do it via email. Yeah, I'm opening my email now.
Okay.
Sign with DocuSign.
Yes.
From my Zoom?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I got it. Guess I click review document.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. One second, honey.
No worries.
I'm starting new, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, I am finished. I clicked on finish. Okay, yeah, I finished it.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm also going to send you another text from my direct line with my information as well as the attorney's in case you had any questions at all.
Okay.
And then the attorneys should be giving you a call within the next few days just to verify all that information and tell you the next steps. But if you haven't heard from them within 3 days, you can let me know and I could transfer you over to them myself.
Okay, thank you.
Of course. Did you have any other questions at all before I let you go?
How long normally does this whole process take?
That, I don't actually know. That would be a question for the attorneys.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. Well, no, I'm good. It's okay. It's okay. I'm fine.
Okay.
I don't have any other questions.
Okay. But I did send you my number and theirs. If you think of anything at all, feel free to give me a call or a text, and I will assist you better.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you
so much
for your time. Of course. I hope everything goes well.
Thanks so much. Have a great day, okay?
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.